whenever we begin a new church year, it's good for us just to be reminded of why we are here. Why do we have First Lutheran Church, 1207 North Broadway? Why are we here? What's our mission? What's our goal? And there are many things that we could say. May this new church year, go make disciples of all nations. That's our mission. May we be the light of the world and the darkness of Knoxville and the whole world. May we be the salt of the earth. May we, like sheep, gladly hear the word of God and come to the green pastures of his word and sacrament and partake. May we follow Jesus. All those are good summaries of what I pray we do this new church year. But today, I want to talk specifically about the prayer of the church as we begin a church year. This is our cry as the baptized, as believers, what we cry out today and Wednesdays and Sundays, be it Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Pentecost, whenever. This is the cry of the church, the prayer of the church, how we ever cry out, come, Lord Jesus, come. Pray it with me. Come, Lord Jesus, come. That's where it all starts. As we have faith given by God, we're the baptized. We cry out continually, come, Lord Jesus, come. How many times already today have we asked Jesus to come? Oh, come, Emmanuel. Come, come, Jesus, come. Because we realize that unless Jesus comes, there's no church. We're a vacant lot here at 1207 North Broadway. There is no forgiveness of sins. There is no salvation. There is no repentance. There's no rejoicing. There's no anything. No Holy Spirit. No baptism. No communion. Nothing unless the Lord come. All this is meaningless. And so we cry out. What do we cry out? Come, Lord Jesus, come. Over and over. It's urgent. Whenever you ask someone to come, you want someone to come near you, as we do to Jesus. Come near us, Jesus. Come, Jesus, come. Whenever you do that usually for one of two reasons, or both reasons. And for the churches, for both reasons. First of all, you ask someone to come near because you want to give them something. Come near. Come on. Come up. Come close. Because you love them, you adore them, and you want to give them something. So you want to come near. Then also, you may ask someone to come near because you want them to give you something. I need help. It's urgent. I have a need. Please come, come, come. I need your help. Come. I need something from you. Come, please, help. And today throughout the church here, we cry out, come, Lord Jesus, come, for both reasons. First of all, we do cry out, come, Lord Jesus, come, because we love Jesus. Who here loves Jesus? Raise your hand high. We love him because he's first loved us. He gave his life for us. He saved us, redeemed us with his blood, his holy, precious blood. How we love Jesus. We adore him. And so come, Jesus, come and be with us. Come, we can't get enough of you, Lord. So we say it over and over. Come, come. We can't get enough of you, Lord. We want to give you something. And what do we want to give our blessed Lord and Master? Well, we give him our praise. On the first Sunday in Advent and throughout the whole church year, all 52 Sundays and the Wednesdays, we give him our praise and praise and praise and praise. With angels, archangels, all of heaven, we praise him. Endless praise. We want to give you our praise, our worship, Lord. Come, that we praise you. But there's more. We give him our time, our talents, our treasures, our testimony. Come, Lord, we give you our very lives. Lord, come, I give you my heart. My heart is yours, Lord. I give you my mind. I give you my ears, my eyes, my mouth, my soul, my strength. All that is me, Lord. All that I have that you've given to me. It's all yours. I give it all to you because you've given me all. Hold nothing back, First Lutheran, this church here. Hold nothing back. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We want to give you everything, our lives. Bow down to you. I'm your instrument. I'm your vessel. Use me as you desire, Lord, for I am yours. That's the cry of faith, because he's given us everything. Don't hold back. Don't be half-hearted. How many of you were invited over to someone's house for Thanksgiving dinner a couple days ago? You were invited over and you went over to someone's house. Several of you. All right, someone asked you to come over to their house, right? Please come. Come over, we want to feed you. Come over, please come. They invited you. How would you have felt if they would have fed you peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or bologna. Welcome, so good to have you. Here's your bologna sandwich. Want some barbecue or some mayo with that? Well, needless to say, you'd be disappointed. You invite me to come over, come to the feast, and you give me peanut butter and jelly or bologna? Why'd you bother asking me to come? This is all you can give me? And so we cry out as a church, come, Lord Jesus, come, your King, your Master, come. And how dare we give him half-hearted praise where we barely open our mouths? Or we give him a little bit of my time, a little bit of my treasure, a little bit of my talents, but the rest of it's all for me so I can make money and hoard a bunch of stuff in my life that I really don't need to begin with. How dare we? How dare we give him half our heart or a quarter of the heart, a little bit of the mind because normally I want my mind on the TV set and football. How dare we? Yes, we repent this season for all of our half-heartedness, how we give the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to our God. Baloney, if even that. Repent. God forgives. He always forgives. So we pray, come, Lord Jesus, come, because we want to give you our lives. We hold nothing back this church year. But more important than that, I suggest much more important than that, we, the church, we cry out, every Sunday, Wednesday, always, we cry out with urgency, come, Lord Jesus, come, because we have a need. We need our Master, our Savior, our Lord to come, because we want Him to give to us. We can't come to Him. Notice, we don't say, come halfway, Lord Jesus, and we'll meet you halfway. It's no meet you halfway, or we'll come a quarter of the way, you come three quarters. None of that. Just come, Lord, because if you don't come, we're stuck. We can't come to you. You need to come to us, because we're stuck. We're pathetic beings in sin. We're stuck in sin. What we need is not more presence under the tree. What we need is peace and pardon from the tree called the cross. And that's what we need. So come, Lord, with forgiveness because we sin and sin and sin. Come with forgiveness. Come with forgiveness, please, in your word and sacrament. Come with your strength, Lord, for I am weak. Come with the wisdom from on high, for I am so foolish and always go the wrong way. Come and protect me, for I'm a very vulnerable sheep, open to the attacks of Satan. Come, Lord. Come in your word. Come in your sacrament. Come and be with me to help me, to save me, redeem me, forgive me. Without you, I'm lost and I'm a condemned creature. In this time of the year when we buy and buy and buy and buy and buy, how we need the Lord to come to us today as He does. And say, something's already been bought that you don't have to buy. What's been bought is your salvation. Your sins are forgiven. It is finished. Salvation is done. Bought by Jesus' blood. How we need the Lord to come and tell us that. It's called the absolution. It's paid for and bought. You're baptized. You're washed. You don't have to buy that. That's good news. In this time of the year when we are busy, 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 how we need the Lord to come and say, stop being so busy and believe, believe, believe in the manger. Believe in the cross. Believe in the resurrection. Believe in the forgiveness of sins. Believe that you have eternal life and be at rest, busy Christian. Don't worry and fret and have so much fear. Believe, it's been bought. The gospel lesson today, the pastor read, teaches us how the Lord comes. That's why we read the Palm Sunday gospel on the first Sunday of the church. It may seem odd. The timing doesn't seem right. It's very appropriate. For the Palm Sunday gospel is about the coming of Jesus, right? He comes. And it reminds us of how He comes. It's very important. As we begin a church here, how does the Lord come? We want Him to come, or how does He come? Three things quickly. First of all, the Palm Sunday Gospel tells us that He comes as Lord. He comes as King. Either have Him as King or you're not going to have Him at all. He is your King or He's nothing to you. It's one or the other. He comes as Lord. He doesn't merely come as a teacher. Here's my teaching and now I go along. He doesn't come as a miracle worker. Here's my miracle. Now I'll move along. Do whatever you want in your life. He comes as Master, as King. So you are to submit to Him. Give Him your life. Bow down to Him. Or you reject Him like the crowd did on Good Friday. He comes as Lord, make no mistake about it. Is He your Lord? Secondly, he comes in a lowly way. On Palm Sunday, there's no pomp and majesty. Doesn't come on a big white horse with chariots and an army. He comes on a little colt, a donkey. I'm sure many people ignored him. They missed him. Don't miss him, First Lutheran. He comes in lowly ways. He comes now in his word preached by a minister. Pastor and I are the donkeys, if you will. You can call us donkeys, I guess, for a while. We're the donkeys. We don't look real good. That's how he comes. His word proclaimed. He comes in mere water. No pomp and majesty, just water. Bread and wine today. He comes in these lowly ways, word, sacrament. That's it. Don't miss him. Many people miss him because he doesn't come in such a fabulous way. He comes in lowly way. Don't miss it. Have faith and receive. And last of all, he comes with love. He came to Jerusalem not to bring down fire and brimstone, but to bring forgiveness of sins by his death on the cross. He ever comes with love. His arms are open. I love you. I forgive you. I wash you and cleanse you. He comes with mercy, forgiveness, and love. Kids, how many of you want Santa to come this year? Raise your hand, kids. You want Santa to come? Why do you want Santa to come so bad? Do you want Santa to come so bad because you want to feed him milk and cookies? Is that the reason why, kids? And the answer is no. Do you want Santa to come because you want to see his big red suit, big fat guy in a red suit? Just look at a big fat guy here in a white suit, and that's good enough for you, isn't it? No, you don't want to see a big guy in a red suit. You want to see his big white beard. Is that why coming down a chimney, a big white beard? That's really not why you want Santa to come. You want to see the reindeer, right? That's not really why. Why do you want Santa to come? Because he is so generous. He brings gifts and lots of them. That's why you want Santa to come. On a much, much, much higher level, why do we want Jesus to come? Because he brings gifts, all the gifts of heaven, the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness of sins, the hope of eternal life, power and strength and wisdom from on high for all the things we face in life. He brings abundant gifts. And so we cry out, what? Come, Lord Jesus, come. This new church here, we go make disciples, First Lutheran. We go be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We're Christ's witnesses. We hear the word of God. But also, before all that, we as faith cry out one more time. What do we cry? Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Let's rise and sing the offertory, page 192 in your hymnal, page 192 at the bottom there, the created me. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Will you join in the offertory?